Listening. Task 1. You will hear an announcement made by an electronic assistant about courses at a craft center. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. Write numerals in numbers. You have 30 seconds to look at the task. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Welcome to the Grange Craft Center. You will be given information about courses at the center. There are courses in painting, pottery, drawing, and sculpture, and each class lasts for 30 weeks except sculpture, which is 33 weeks. All classes are on weekday evenings, and each class lasts for an hour. Pottery and drawing are on Mondays and Wednesdays, and painting and sculpture are on Tuesdays and Thursdays. At the end of the year, those students who take courses at our center will have to be here at weekends to help teachers to set up the end-of-year exhibitions. As well as the beginner courses, there are two other courses, intermediate and advanced. In order to join the intermediate class, you need to have completed the beginner's class either here or at the nearby Selton Craft Center, and in order to join the advanced class, you need to have completed both the beginner and the intermediate class either here or at the Selton Center. Now that you know which class to join, you need to know the times of the classes. There will be a couple of changes this year. Instead of being from 5 to 6 o'clock, like last year, all beginner's classes will be from 6 to 7 p.m. This means that intermediate classes will be from 5 to 6, and the advanced class stays the same, from 8 to 9. Don't worry if you can't remember that. There is a timetable and an enrollment form in your information pack. Please, return the form to us by the end of the month, if you wish to take one of our courses. This will help us to make sure we have enough equipment for everyone. That's about all. If you need listening for one more time, press 1.
Listen again.
Welcome to the Grange Craft Center. You will be given information about courses at the center. There are courses in painting, pottery, drawing, and sculpture, and each class lasts for 30 weeks except sculpture, which is 33 weeks. All classes are on weekday evenings, and each class lasts for an hour. Pottery and drawing are on Mondays and Wednesdays, and painting and sculpture are on Tuesdays and Thursdays. At the end of the year, those students who take courses at our center will have to be here at weekends to help teachers to set up the end-of-year exhibitions. As well as the beginner courses, there are two other courses, intermediate and advanced. In order to join the intermediate class, you need to have completed the beginner's class either here or at the nearby Selton Craft Center, and in order to join the advanced class, you need to have completed both the beginner and the intermediate class either here or at the Selton Center. Now that you know which class to join, you need to know the times of the classes. There will be a couple of changes this year. Instead of being from 5 to 6 o'clock, like last year, all beginner's classes will be from 6 to 7 p.m. This means that intermediate classes will be from 5 to 6, and the advanced class stays the same, from 8 to 9. Don't worry if you can't remember that. There is a timetable and an enrollment form in your information pack. Please, return the form to us by the end of the month if you wish to take one of our courses. This will help us to make sure we have enough equipment for everyone. That's about all. If you need listening for one more time, press 1.
This is the end of task 1. Task 2. You will hear an interview with a woman who has written a popular novel. For each question, choose the correct answer. A. B. Or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Today I'm talking to the writer Anna Zayuna. Anna, did you always want to write?
I wrote my first novel when I was 13. It was based on the life of a teacher. I even sent it to a publisher, but they weren't interested. When I got to college, I didn't think I could make a living as a writer, so I trained as a nurse because I wanted to help people and forgot about writing.
What happened to change that?
Well, I met my husband when I was 20. I'd graduated and had my wedding within a few months of each other at the age of 22 and had the first of three children at 24, so my career was fairly interrupted. Later, when the children grew up a bit, I did a writing class as a hobby and then got some work as a journalist as a result.
How were you discovered?
I wrote a short story and entered it for a competition on the internet. I won second place and my story was published in a magazine. Then I was asked to read the story on the radio. An agent heard that and asked me to develop the story into a novel. It took me 3 years and things just took off from there.
Is the novel about you?
I grew up in a small town, which is actually the one that Sally, the little girl in the book, describes. But our families couldn't be more different. My father still runs his insurance firm and my mother's a full-time housewife. It was a lovely home life, and I definitely wasn't as brave as Sally is.
The book's about Sally and her horse. Mm. Do you like horses?
I've always liked them, but I'd never owned one. But when I started writing the book, I realised what a big part of the story they were going to become. It was fun visiting a stables to see how you look after them properly. It's not really the kind of work I'd like to do, though.
What advice would you give young writers?
Oh, I'd say, don't wait for the perfect time to start writing, but find some spare moments every day to do just a little. Also, don't sit down and expect this beautiful stream of words to flow. You have to be patient. I had to keep going back and changing things in my book until they were right. But don't give up, because it's worth it in the end.
Anna, thank you.
Now listen again.
Today I'm talking to the writer Anna Zayuna. Anna, did you always want to write?
I wrote my first novel when I was 13. It was based on the life of a teacher. I even sent it to a publisher, but they weren't interested. When I got to college, I didn't think I could make a living as a writer, so I trained as a nurse because I wanted to help people and forgot about writing.
What happened to change that?
Well, I met my husband when I was 20. I'd graduated and had my wedding within a few months of each other at the age of 22 and had the first of three children at 24, so my career was fairly interrupted. Later, when the children grew up a bit, I did a writing class as a hobby and then got some work as a journalist as a result.
How were you discovered?
I wrote a short story and entered it for a competition on the internet. I won second place and my story was published in a magazine. Then I was asked to read the story on the radio. An agent heard that and asked me to develop the story into a novel. It took me 3 years and things just took off from there.
Is the novel about you?
I grew up in a small town, which is actually the one that Sally, the little girl in the book, describes. But our families couldn't be more different. My father still runs his insurance firm, and my mother's a full-time housewife. It was a lovely home life, and I definitely wasn't as brave as Sally is.
The book's about Sally and her horse. Do you like horses?
I've always liked them, but I'd never owned one. But when I started writing the book, I realised what a big part of the story they were going to become. It was fun visiting a stables to see how you look after them properly. It's not really the kind of work I'd like to do, though.
What advice would you give young writers?
Oh, I'd say, don't wait for the perfect time to start writing, but find some spare moments every day to do just a little. Also, don't sit down and expect this beautiful stream of words to flow. You have to be patient. I had to keep going back and changing things in my book until they were right. But don't give up, because it's worth it in the end.
Anna, thank you.
This is the end of the listening task.